ladies and gentlemen. This is Pasta Sexual here to answer another questionnaire while I have my morning coffee. So this one is the quest for the questionnaire by, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, _B. So yeah, I'm just gonna have a go at this while I have my coffee, because coffee. So number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web / browsing Reddit on average? Surfing the web in general, like, I'd say over 6 hours a day. Like, my Reddit time included, because, everyone always complains when, like, there aren't hard copies of, let's say, forms and documents and, like, let's say, books and things that you want to look up, and so they're right, they should be on the internet, but now that, like, it's, like, always the, whatchamacallit, the unfortunate stuff that's not online, like, the stuff that would be easier to fill out and get done if it were online, that's not online, but then everything else is online, so, like, any research that I want to do, anything I want to look up is always online, and I'm a very curious individual, and I like to, like, be aware before making decisions. So, I spend way too much time surfing the web, and then also getting distracted by Reddit. Like, I actually never leave Reddit. It's really, really bad. It's sad. Yeah, I'm not even... Yeah, so... I literally even have, like, backaches from the amount of time I just spend, like, facing down looking at my laptop. So, yeah, that's not good. Yeah. So, two, what is your favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer. www.reddit.com. Yeah. Three, around what age did you start using the internet? 8 or 9, I think. Something like that. It was back when the internet was really slow. Like, depressingly slow. So, yeah. 5, have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I've told friends about it. They've, like, borderline did not believe me, and then they, like, fell into shock, kind of, a little bit, which, like, prompted them to just laugh their asses off. So that's been the reaction so far, and then they're like, oh my god, can I listen to your stuff? And I'm like, I don't think our relationship is at that level. Sorry, I love you, but no. So, that's that. 6, if so, have you told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? Yeah, I have. It's, again, it was weird. It was funny. Like, I mean, it didn't change the relationship too much, but yeah, it was funny. It was good. Yeah. 7, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. I'd say I'm about a 10, because normally when I talk about it, I'm pretty scientific about it, or at least I try to, because it makes it easier to talk about, because, like, when people are, like, confused or having issues about it, it's, like, mostly just, like, factual issues that you can, like, easily correct, or somewhat easily correct with information and practice. So that's that. So talking about it, definitely. Having sex, I'd say between a 7 and a 10. Obviously, it depends on the person you're with. Which, then again, you'd be like, why are you having sex with someone you're not comfortable with? But fuck it. yeah. Making recordings, a 10, I'd say. As long as I have the privacy to do so, definitely a 10. Masturbating, 10. Because, yeah. Now, if you're going to say masturbating and recording that, then no. 1. But, yeah. 8. If you care to share, what is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi, curious, hetero, flexible? That's fun to say. Phenomenon. Straight, I'd say. Mostly straight. Because I was questioning that for a little while, and I tested out the other team, and I was like, you guys are nice, but this isn't really doing it for me. So, yeah, straight. Not to say that, yeah, anyway, infer whatever you want to infer. How often or how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate? Does like every 7 seconds count? Does that rule still exist? Way too often. I don't masturbate as often as I'd like to because of privacy issues, but I think about it like far, far too often, at least once an hour, to be honest. So, 10. Who is your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one? If you don't want to name names, you can describe your favorite audio. So I have a few favorite submitters, and I also have like a few favorite audios, so I can't really describe just one because one isn't. I don't have one favorite. But, yeah. Some of you. I was gonna say ladies. Some of you ladies are very nice. But, yeah. Some of you guys on here are just holy shit. Y'all are intense. I got into GWA because I was following this one submitter like religiously, and that was nice. But they stopped posting, I'd say in the past 6 months, so that's not as nice. But who cares? You know, you guys. Thankfully, we have a very colorful pool of submitters, so that's nice. 11. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? I've had a couple on each side. Altogether, I'd say five? Six? Why am I telling you guys this? This is totally personal. 12. Who is your number one celebrity crush? Okay. Matt Damon, definitely, but it's sad because he's starting to get old and he broke my heart in Interstellar. So if not Matt Damon, then definitely Chris Pratt. Yeah. Oh mama. Then yeah, at that point it's a tie between Chris Pratt and Jude Law. Oh, and the other one, shit, the Scott, what's his name? Fuck. Oh my god, I have to look him up now. He has really red lips. Don't ask me why I've paid attention to that. But shit. Oh my god, he was in the new X-Men reboot. Here, let's find him that way, 'cause I'm not gonna remember his name otherwise. 'Cause I'm there we go. There we go. James McAvoy. Yes. Oh my god. He makes my life. Yeah, so him. Definitely him. It's a tie. It's a toss-up between the three of them. If you give me either of those three, I'll be happy. So, yeah. 13. Do you like to drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite? Beer, wine, cocktail, street liquor. I really enjoy drinking for, like, pleasure. That sounds. I'm an alcoholic. I enjoy drinking, like, with meals and stuff. It's fun. It's comfortable. It's nice. You get a buzz. I also really, that said, I do enjoy, heartily enjoy getting drunk. So I like both. I like beer, but it's not my favorite. Just because if I'm going to continuously drink something, I'd rather drink something that just generally tastes better. Not to say that beer doesn't taste good, but like certain beers taste better than others for me, and it also depends on what you're having with it, if you're having anything. So that's that. I like wine a lot. I like white wines more because lately, red wines have been making me kind of nauseous sometimes, depending on if and or what I eat with it. So that's that. But yeah, I love white wines and champagnes and like rosés and oh mama. Cocktails. I like the last three equally. I like wine, cocktails, and straight liquor the most. But cocktails, I love cocktails. They're yummy. It's like, hey, I can't. I want to get fucked up, but I want something to be awesome and taste really good while I'm at it. Give me a cocktail. So yeah, that's fun, especially if someone else makes it for you. You have no idea what's in it. And straight liquor. I like whiskey a lot. I do. I don't like straight vodka, or at least I haven't had good straight vodka. But whiskey and scotch. Tequila, kind of. Haven't had rum, but whiskey and scotch. Whoa. So good. Especially if you get like the good stuff where it goes down and it does burn a little bit, but it's like a warm, sweet burn and you're just like, "Ah, I can drink this forever." I'm not an alcoholic. 14. What is your favorite food? Something you could never get tired of eating. Guys. Pasta sexual, get it? Definitely pasta. Always my favorite food. If we're talking about something that's like not food-ish, that's like less, more dessert, less food, chocolate. But yeah. 15. What is your favorite band? Favorite song and/or album of this? Oh god. If you have a hard time with this question, what's the last song you've listened to? I think the last song I listened to was Breeze Blocks by Alt J, which if you guys haven't heard, you should listen to. But yeah, my favorite band is Led Zeppelin. I don't have a single favorite song because they were prolific. I have like favorite songs off of favorite albums because that's how I classify it, because I'm just that poopy. But yeah. But so favorite song, album. I don't have a favorite album because the first three are like all equally important to me. Notice how I'm not saying Led Zeppelin 4. Chew on that, why don't you? Yeah, so that's that. 16. What colors are your eyes' hair? What colors of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? Okay, so I don't really have a favorite on a dream partner. Like, I like all combinations. Like, obviously, green and blue eyes are less common, so they're more noticeable. But I'm not gonna say that, like, they're prettier than, let's say, brown or black eyes or hazel eyes. I mean, someone's eyes are very, it depends on the person themselves, like how expressive they are with their eyes and face, like so on and so forth. So I don't really have a favorite combo on a dream partner. It's more like if they themselves like are attractive and can rock it. But to answer the first question, my eyes are dark brown, like borderline black, and my hair is a whole bunch of different shades of brown. Like, I have blonde on one side and, like, a really dark brown on the other, so I don't know. 17. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, but, like, really, 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 really early. Because that way I can get a good start to the day. Or, yeah, or late at night. But, like, late. Late. How about all the time, actually? Yeah, but if I've got stuff to do early morning or like 2 or 3 a.m. or like midnight, something like that. I'm not picky. 18. Are you a top, bottom, or switch? Does it depend on the partner? What is that? That's an alarm clock! Whee! Definitely depends on the partner. Entirely. But that said, I am a switch. Yeah. I'm mostly equal in bed, but depending on the partner, I can totally go to being either a top or a bottom. Yep. Do you have any hobbies? Are they something. That was good, right? You totally understood that. Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it and how you got into this hobby. I have too many hobbies. This isn't fair. I really enjoy singing. Even though I think I'm probably bad at it and just can't tell, because obviously it's really hard to be objective about your own voice. I love dancing. I haven't gotten to dance in a while, but love dancing. Drawing. I'm really shitty at drawing, but when I do make a little, like, tiny centimeter of progress, I feel really good about it and I enjoy it. So that's nice. Ooh, woodworking. I love woodworking so much. Woodworking and, like, construction and building stuff. What else? I like playing old video games, if that's nerdy. Because it takes me back. But yeah. What else? I like reading a lot. That's partially why I spend so much time online. I just read things that will never ever be useful to me. I like reading. Oh, and listening to music, of course. So yeah. I think these are mostly explanatory, like self-explanatory of how you got into this. Like, most of it is stuff that you just, like, discover that you like as you grow up. But yeah. So, 20. If you could gain. Ooh, bonus questions! If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, evil, a little bit of both? There's this joke by Dane Cook, I think, which is, like, completely useless. But it's like, if you could gain a superpower, and he's like, I would shoot spaghetti out of my fingertips. So that's usually my go-to answer just for ridiculousness. But, like, I don't know. I don't want to have X-ray vision. I don't want to fly. No! Okay, here's what it'd be. I want to teleport. And I would use it probably, not really for evil. Not probably so much for good. Mostly for my own benefit, because I'm a piece of shit. I might, if I could figure out how to use it for, like, good, then I would do that. Sometimes. But mostly for my own lame-ass enjoyment, because I'm a piece of shit. So, yeah. Bonus questions. When listening to a GWAN tree, especially if you follow specific picture people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Yeah, sometimes. Kind of. I mean, it's kind of unavoidable. I get, like, a very vague picture in my head that I, ooh, sorry, try not to dwell on too much. But, yeah. Kind of. It helps if you know to a certain extent what they look like from what they've mentioned in, like, audios or like comments or PMs or questionnaires, so, like, that makes it a bit harder to not picture it. But yeah, so that's that. Two, have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go? I've almost gotten caught doing both too fucking often, and it's not fun. Like, you think the whole, ooh, I'm gonna get caught thing is hot until you're literally about to get caught, and then you're like, wait a second, no. So that's nice. There you go. Have you ever heard someone on GWA that you could swear you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? Yes, I have. I couldn't put my finger on it. This has happened a few times. Couldn't put my finger on it for, like, a little while. Which was, like, weird. Because I'm usually great at figuring out where I know, like, names or voices or such and such from. But it took me a while, and then I was like, oh my god! But obviously, like, voices are so variable that even if you think you know someone from a specific place, the chances are you really don't. So that's that. That being said, I hope no one thinks they recognize me, and if you do, please go away. So yeah. That's it. We're all done. Even though my coffee is not. So I'm gonna say goodbye so I can finish it. So, goodbye, friends.